cornerback might be the most competitive position on the field during camp, which might surprise some folks who think Dwayne Gratz and Alan Ball have the starting jobs locked up. And they might, actually. After all, that's how last season ended. And Ball played better than anyone could have reasonably expected, while Gratz flashed plenty as a rookie despite lingering injuries.
But there's plenty of talent around them. And some of it's so enticing it's hard to imagine we won't be talking about them in camp. Gratz is a guy who has the physical tools to be a long-term starter, but it's his mental approach to the game that sets him apart. He has a keen understanding of what the offense is trying to do and plays with natural instincts. Ball could be termed a journeyman after stops in Dallas and Houston, but he played well above that level in 2013. He's long, which means he has the arm length and hand size to compete for nearly every pass, though it's his intense competitiveness which caught and kept Gus Bradley's admiration. The competition for a starting job will likely come from Demetrius McCray, and it will come hard and fast. McCray spent most of his rookie campaign on special teams, but flashed in Atlanta in the preseason finale and again in Seattle in week 3 when he was thrust into the starting lineup and finished with 5 tackles. He has long arms, extremely long arms, and is crazy athletic. Plus, this season, he looks like a pro and not a 7th rounder. Jeremy Harris was the Jags' other 7th round pick last season, but was on injured reserve all year. Like McCray, he has the size and length that Bradley covets in a corner. And so far, it appears he paid attention in meetings last year when he couldn't practice. He turns and runs as well as any corner on the roster. Will Blackman brings a veteran's touch to the group. He arrived late in August last year and was in the starting lineup in week 2. The former 4th-round pick who bounced around Green Bay, won a title with the Giants, and went to camp in Seattle, made the play of the Jags season in Tennessee. He won't need that to stay in Jacksonville, but will simply need to be the same steady presence the Jags have come to expect. Mike Harris doesn't have the height or length that the other corners have, but the former Florida State standout has terrific instincts and can play outside or as a nickelback. Jamel Fleming made the Cardinals roster in 13 before being waived and landing in Jacksonville. He's primarily a special teams guy who will need to show the same versatility as Harris to have a shot. Two rookies joined the group this season. Aaron Colvin has the look of a starter in 2015. In fact, the former Oklahoma standout might have been a second-round pick if not for a torn knee ligament at the Senior Bowl. The Jags grabbed him as a jar on the shelf. But what a jar he could turn out to be when he's ready to go. Rashad Reynolds is a rookie free agent from Oregon State who appears to have some natural instincts for the job. He's going to be a guy fighting to make the Jaguars keep him on the practice squad for future development.
The Jaguars rebuilt their secondary through the draft last season, and it's paying dividends in year 2 with guys like Harris and McCray. This will be a group to keep your eyes on every day. For Jaguars.com, I'm Brian Sexton.